B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Walkout planned at Wayfair. Police looking for a missing 17-year-old boy, and fans of The Office get some bad news. Romero has the juice coming up.
Yes, 50 Cent either loves his fans or he's being the ultimate troll.
Leroy has your sports.
Now look, I'm just the messenger, but according to a study, Patriot fans are losers, and I'll tell you why.
But first, hundreds of employees at Wayfair's headquarters in Boston planning to walk out today. In a letter from the workers posted on Twitter, they said that they're protesting the company's decision to sell hundreds of thousands of dollars of furniture to a facility that will detain migrant children at the United States-Mexico border. Wayfair responded to the letter, saying they still plan to do business with the government contractor that manages the camps. Boston police looking for a missing 17-year-old boy who has mental and physical health issues. Jeremy Rouse was last seen about 5 p.m. on Monday in the area of Columbus Ave and Cedar Street in Roxbury. He's described as a black Hispanic male, slim build, dark brown hair. He was last seen wearing a gray hoodie, dark pants, and black and pink sneakers. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Boston Police Department's Roxbury detectives directly. And fans of The Office are not happy. It was just announced that the show will be leaving Netflix in 2021. Sucks for Netflix because it's their number one show on the streaming service. But NBC Universal announced that once the show leaves Netflix, you will be able to watch all 9 seasons exclusively on their upcoming streaming platform. I'm getting tired of all these. Yeah. One here, one over
there.
I'm like,
way too many.
Oh, my gosh. All right, here's Romero with the juice.
All right, can somebody please explain to Cardi B that there are actually parents in jail, your mothers and fathers, because, okay, so she faces 14 charges in connection with an incident where two women claim to have sustained injuries during a fight that they allege began because Cardi made the request for them to get their ass kicked. So Cardi B already rejected a plea deal in connection with the incident, and apparently she is 100% confident that she will not go to jail because, quote, I got a daughter, unquote. It's so cute how stupid she is sometimes. Nicki Minaj, she's beefing with everybody lately. First Cardi B, then Miley Cyrus, and now she's blasting Wendy's. Wendy's, yep. The restaurant chain. Why? Because they announced that they were bringing back their spicy chicken nuggets.
Yes.
Okay. And it's not
a lot
that
of people excited about.
Yeah, yeah. It's not that she hates the nuggets. She loves them so much that when Wendy's announced that they were going to return them, she tweeted to them, "Why do y'all keep taking it off the menu in the first place? Just leave it. Y'all mad Aggie." And Wendy's came right back at her. No, they didn't. They cowered like a bitch. They said, "Sorry, queen. When people aren't buying something, they take it away. Hopefully they stay around this time." I feel like Nicki Minaj is going to get an endorsement deal out of this. And speaking of endorsement deals, by the way, in case you're wondering why LL Cool J never got an endorsement deal for what would have been the obvious for him, lip balm, like chapstick.
Yup.
It's because he says companies didn't like his black lips back then.
Oh, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying I got LL Cool J, but look, I got lips. And I remember getting clowned for them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now people are paying big money to get them lips.
Oh, I used to get clowns. So, yeah, I feel him.
I know, poor guy. Hopefully he can still get by on the millions that he got from, you know, his music and his movies and his TV shows and his FUBU endorsement deal and stuff like that. And a little over a month ago, people were devastated when 50 Cent announced that the 6th season of Power would be the last. Well, it was a JK, because yesterday on Instagram, 50 said, "I changed my mind. Power's not going to be over after season 6. This ish is too good." So, unless he changes his mind again next month, we're going to get some more Power in the new season, season 6. The latest season will begin August 26th on Stars and all streaming services. Thank you very much. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right. The big homie, David Price, man. He showed up last night. He pitched 6 innings. He struck out 9. And the Sox beat the White Sox 6-3. Shout outs to Serena Williams. You know, after years of dominating tennis,
she's
finally getting her own Wheatie box.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's huge. That's huge. Congratulations to her again. The Bruins schedule for next season, it came out, and they will start the season October 3rd in Dallas to face the Stars. Patriot Nation training camp is going to open up for the public on July 25th, so get your life in order so you can be there. I know I'm going to be there. And there's been a study to determine who has the best fan base in the NFL. All right, number one. Anyone care to take a guess?
I'm going to say they always say the Cowboys or Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you're on point, man. You know your stuff. The Dallas Cowboys. Okay. I don't have an argument with that.
Okay.
All right? It wasn't the Patriots. We're not that. But we are number two. We're number two. But I got a problem. We got to talk real quick. Everybody loves a winner, right? Nobody loves a loser. I'm not sure if we deserve that number two spot.
Really?
Because think about it. We've been winning for almost two decades.
Right.
Cowboys haven't won since the 90s.
Yeah.
That's dedication. What's going to happen when we become trash? Will we be the same fan base that's going to be right there supporting the team? I don't think so. Because before the winning started.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this about me. I guarantee that when they start losing, I will not be a fan. Because I don't understand. I have this argument with my sports fan friends all the time, like my hardcore sports fan friends. They're always like, you ain't a real fan. You ain't a real fan. I'm there when the team sucks. And every time they say that, I go, congratulations. I don't know what to tell you. I have more of a life than you, I guess. I have better things to do on a Sunday than watch a team that I know is going to lose. Yes, I like the teams when they win. Why? Because that gets my attention. That's like saying, I like all women, even the ugly ones I'm not attracted to. No, I like women that I'm attracted to. The end.
Well, the end is coming near. I can feel it's going to happen within the next 10 years. So we'll see how the Patriot fan base is doing. All right, Chicago and the Red Sox back at it today at 105, and that's your sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. Premier, you're going to love this. Cue the music.
Oh, here we go.
We have a 93-year-old woman from the UK. She was granted her dying wish. What was her wish? To get arrested. Josie Birds, love her name. Her health was failing, and she said she has been good her entire life, and she wanted to get arrested before it was too late. She committed no crime, but one of the UK's largest police forces granted her wish. They gave her, like, the full treatment, handcuffs, brought her to the station and all that. And the crazy thing is, she's not the only one. Back in March, there was a 104-year-old woman who requested the same wish, and it was granted to her as well.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
I know a couple people that are like that.
Yep, me too.
My orthodontist assistant. Becky, I believe, is her name. She told me that she always wanted to get arrested. My mother-in-law always said she... And I'm like, how could you... I'm trying to live through life not getting arrested.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
And how bad did they... They gave her the full treatment. Did they give her the knee to the back and then stop resisting? Did they tase her ass? You know what I'm saying?
Doubt it.
Because if they really did, then, you know, we would have gotten a little bit of this. Hey, what was her name, Pebbles?
Josie Birds.
Chicken.
There you go, Josie Bird.
Chicken heat. Take it, you old bag.
That's your good news in this report made hot by National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has been training aviation professionals since 1932. Start your new career today.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.